I worked at Target up until as recently as 6 months ago. It was a job that I had for a total of 1 year and 5 months, working in multiple departments. I started out as a cashier, but then moved to mostly the customer service area. This is something that happened towards the end of my career there. I remember it like it was yesterday, as it was still pretty recent. It was a Friday afternoon, and I was working in the customer service desk. This store was a Super Target, and we had two entrances. The service desk was near the entrance doors, and it was at the front, facing the rest of the store. Things were somewhat busy, but manageable during the first few hours. Generally, working at the service desk was pretty easy for me, and I liked it a lot better than being a cashier. At one point, a few hours into my shift, a man came in the store, and I noticed him walking directly over to me. He had a big Target bag in his hands, and I was expecting him to be making a return. The man was average height, looked to have blonde hair, but wore a hat, and wore shorts and a t-shirt. Things started out normal. He told me that he wanted to make a return, and then pulled a laptop out of his Target bag. He didn't have the box for the laptop or anything, but he did have a receipt. It was one of the laptops that we sold, and it went for about $400. The man told me that the laptop did not work as soon as he opened it, and that it must be defective or something. He said that he wanted a full refund and was upset that it didn't work, and he would buy another laptop elsewhere. He opened up the laptop and tried turning it on, showing me that it didn't work. I told the man that he could return it, but I would need to see a proof of purchase. He then took the receipt that he had and showed it to me. I asked to see it, and the man handed it over. Immediately, I could tell that the receipt was fake. Working in customer service, I saw countless receipts and dealt with many returns. Sometimes, people would try and return stuff with no proof of purchase at all. Other times, they would try to return things that we didn't even sell. It was crazy the things that some people would do, but it didn't happen very often at all. I asked the man if he had any other proof of purchase, and he started to become angry. He told me that he had a receipt and said that that should be enough. He then started to complain about the laptop being broken again. I told the man that I was having a little bit of trouble with the receipt because I could tell that it was not a real one. I pointed out some of the differences to him. Some points of information on the receipt were in the wrong areas. The man insisted that it was real though. I took my walkie and called for my boss. They would have a better understanding of how to handle this situation than I would. When I did that though, the man grabbed the laptop and quickly walked away and out of the store. When my boss got to where I was, I told him about the incident. However, the man was gone by then. We talked about it for a while, but after that, I just continued with my shift. I took a break soon, and then returned back to work. By the time it was the early evening, several hours had gone by. We were always pretty busy then, and things would eventually get quieter. It was when things started to quiet down, and it was getting dark outside, that I saw the same man come inside the store again. He walked in the doors that were near me, and made his way into the store without looking at me. But then, he walked closer. A couple of minutes later, I noticed him staring at me. He was sort of behind a display that we had, and there were quite a few things that would obstruct my vision from the rest of the store. I hadn't seen him for several minutes, but I found this kind of creepy that he was looking at me. I had to ignore it though. I didn't know what the man was doing here, and if he was going to just buy something, or if he had any bad intentions of some sort. Clearly, he had just tried to scam us earlier. I went on with my work. Things only got quieter for the rest of the night until I was off at 9 p.m. At that point, I walked back to the middle of the store where the break room and employee area was. I clocked out and then left through the employee-only exit door in the middle that led out into the parking lot. I started walking to my car that was at the back center of the lot. Now, I hadn't seen the man for several hours, ever since I had spotted him staring at me about 2 hours earlier. But when I had made it within maybe 30 feet of my car, I saw the man again. He came up from behind a couple of parked cars that were across from mine and behind me closer to the store. I had heard somebody suddenly walking out into the parking lot where I was. I looked behind, and there was the man. I didn't say anything, and neither did he. He just started approaching me and walking closer. I turned and ran for my car, and was barely able to make it inside before the guy got there. He actually tried opening my driver's door. Luckily, I had locked it just in time. I didn't bother staying there to see what the man would do next. I immediately backed out and left the Target. As soon as I was on the road, I called one of my friends, who was working at the Target still at the time, to let her know what had happened. I heard back from her later that the parking lot was investigated, but the man was gone. In the rest of my time working there, I never did see him again. I wonder, though, what his intentions were. He was likely upset that I had foiled his plan, but I was just doing my job. I went to Target on a quiet night just last week I didn't need much and was just there to look at some skincare products and get some that I needed. When I got inside the store, there wasn't many other people in there at all. This Target had just one set of doors that were the far left side. Once I went in, I walked all the way to the far right side of the store where they had the products that I wanted to look at. I made it there and began to look at them. Nobody else was in the aisle when I got there. I would say probably 5 minutes or so after being there, I felt someone enter the aisle that I was in. I didn't see them, but I sensed that somebody else was there. I didn't bother to look over. They seemed to stay at the far end of the aisle, though, without moving, for kind of a long time. I looked over casually. There was a man standing there at the end of the aisle, just staring at me. He wasn't, like, smiling or looking mad or anything. He was just staring at me. We made eye contact for a moment, but I had to look away. This was sort of uncomfortable, and I chose to leave the aisle. I moved to the next one over to get one of the products that I had planned to. After I picked them up, I saw the man enter this aisle. I was a little bit creeped out, and he took a couple of steps closer to me. That's when I looked at him, and I asked if I could help him. He said, yes, but didn't expand on that any further. I decided to just walk away. I left that aisle and moved out into one of the main ones. Then I began walking to the far back of the store, past the grocery aisles. I heard the man walking after me, and I looked over my shoulder to see him about 20 feet back. This was really weird. I wanted this creep to just leave me alone. After I got to one of the back aisles of the store, I approached the electronics department. That's when I saw one of the employees, and I walked over to them. When I did, the man who had been following me walked into a random aisle. I let the Target employee know that a man had been acting strange and seemingly followed me throughout the store. The employee told me that he would keep an eye out for the man, and if there were any further problems, he would get security. This eased my mind just a little bit. I decided to wrap around the store and go back to where I was originally looking at the products. I had the two that I was buying for sure with me in my hands, but I wanted to look at a couple of other ones still. Eventually, I made it back there, and I didn't encounter the man the entire time that I looked. I was there for maybe 5 more minutes, and decided to get one more thing, and then to check out and leave. They only had a few check lanes that were at the far end of the store by the exit. I walked over, but got about halfway there before noticing the man again. He was standing around by the checkouts, just kind of walking around. He didn't notice me, and I quickly went into an aisle so he wouldn't. I decided to wait there for a few moments and waiting to see if the guy would leave. When I looked back out, he was still there. It was like he was just waiting for me, kind of pacing around by the check lanes. I started to fear the worst, like he would follow me out of the store to my car. In the dark and quiet parking lot, things were much more dangerous than inside the store. I didn't want to go to the checkout or he would see me for sure. I thought about what I could do. There was the option to let the employee know, but I felt like if he just asked the man to leave, the guy would be waiting outside for me in the parking lot, which would be just as bad. I also knew that the Target security guards couldn't really do a whole lot. I decided not to do that and that I would just leave. The things that I was buying could wait, and I didn't need them on this night. I put them back on the shelf. Then, I walked carefully over to the starting area of the checkouts. The man was much further down, because the first several lanes were closed. I very carefully went from behind one aisle to behind one of the closed check lanes, making sure that the man didn't see me. I ducked down behind one and went to the end of that check lane. I very carefully and slowly walked down to the exit. Then when I was close to the doors, I got up and I left the store without the man noticing. Anybody else who saw me, I'm sure, thought I was acting weird, but I didn't care. I just wanted to get away. Just to be sure though, I went as fast as I could through the parking lot to my car, and then I drove home. Luckily, I didn't see the man again. After that experience, I haven't been back to that Target. When I go back, I'm hoping nothing else strange happens. This happened a few years ago when I went to Target. I don't really remember what I went to Target to get, but I don't think I got too many items. I know that it was later at night though, and right before they closed. Back then, I believe they closed at 11 p.m, and I went there at probably like 10 or 10:30. I just know that they were closing really soon. I shopped in the quiet store for a while and got a few things. After I checked out and left the store, I went to my car in the parking lot. That's when one of my good friends called me. There are a few good friends that I have that will call any time, and I will call them whenever as well. If it's late at night or early in the morning, it isn't a big deal. So I was talking with them on the phone, and we were having a good conversation. I was very focused on the conversation and did not drive home right away. I was just sitting in the parking lot on my phone talking. The parking lot was obviously almost empty because of the store closing soon. After sitting there in my car for probably 10 minutes or so and talking on the phone, I noticed that a car pulled into the parking space directly next to mine to the left. I noticed it, but didn't really think anything of it. I was fully engaged in the conversation that I was having with my friend. We talked for about another 10 minutes, and then finally, we hung up. I then realized that nobody had gotten out of the car that was parked next to me. I really hadn't even been thinking about it. That's when I thought it was strange that the car parked next to me in the first place. But now, the driver was still inside of it. I looked over, and to my surprise, the driver was already looking back at me. It was a man, with a hat and sunglasses on. He was just staring in my direction from the driver's seat. His car was running as well as mine. I found this really weird, so I decided to back out and go home. As soon as I left the parking space, though, the car that was parked next to me started to back up. I drove my car to leave the parking lot, wondering if the car would follow me. It did, and we both drove to the end of the parking lot, and when I got to the exit, the car suddenly sped up and pulled around me as if it was going to pass. Then, it cut in front of me and slammed on its brakes. We both came to a stop, and I was now blocked in, and the car sat there for a few seconds. I honked my horn, wondering what on earth they were doing. Then, the front driver's door of the car in front of me opened up quickly. The driver came out and began taking a few steps in my direction. I wasn't going to stay around, and I put my car into reverse. When I backed away, he still walked closer to me. Once I had made it far enough away from him, I put my car back into drive and sped off into another direction. The car, thankfully, did not follow me. I left through a different exit in the parking lot and made it away. I never found out who that guy was. I think he was probably going to try to rob me or something like that. I used to be a Target employee. During my time there, the two main things I did was to be a cashier and a cart attendant. These jobs are pretty self-explanatory. I enjoyed them both for the most part. Being a cashier was fun and I liked to interact with people, but it could get old fast, so going out into the parking lot and bringing in carts was a nice change of pace. The job had other responsibilities too, and I got to know almost all the other employees from around the store. A big store like Target, though, is always hiring new employees. People come and go almost constantly. One day, I was working a longer shift as a cart attendant. At this time, I had already been working there for at least 6 months. I kept up with the carts pretty well for most of the day, and I did a few other things. At one point, I walked inside the store because things were much quieter now. I went to put some of the baskets in the different areas that shoppers could grab them from. It was then that I saw another Target employee approaching me. He was blonde, and I had never seen him before. I wasn't quite sure who he was, but I assumed that he had just recently been hired. He said hi to me, and I said hi back to him. He then told me that my boss was looking for me. I asked where she had gone, and the guy said that they were on break. He then said he was told to tell me to get some paper bags from the back. I said sure, and he said thanks. This was a pretty common task for me that I would do here and there. We had flats in the back area of the store, and we would also keep the paper bags and other basic supplies there as well. I'd walk to the back to get them. The back room was located along the side of the store and ran all the way along the back as well. The area where I usually got the bags from was in the back left corner. When I got over there, I entered the back to see no flats and no bags in the immediate area. I was a little bit confused. It was very quiet, and nobody else seemed to be back there. This was not uncommon, though. I also noticed that the doors leading to outside were open. This was also not uncommon because deliveries would be made sometimes. Also, it would get hot in there occasionally, and at night the guys working back there might leave the door open for cool air. I looked around for the flats, but I couldn't find them anywhere in the immediate area. This was also the only location that I would ever get the bags from. I had never gotten them from any place else. Maybe somebody else had gotten them and didn't communicate that. That's what I was thinking, and I was about to go back to work when I heard a noise. It was coming from near the back door. The lighting was never very good back there. I looked over and saw somebody coming out from behind a box. It was not an employee, but just some guy. Then I heard more noise. This noise was from in front of me, and I looked over and I saw someone else coming out from behind another box. There were now two men back there with me, none of which worked at Target. Things were really sketchy. The guys didn't say anything, and they started walking over to me at a fast speed. I asked what was going on, but got no answer. I decided to turn around and run. I ran for the open door, which was in the opposite direction. The men chased after me, and I had probably 25 feet on them to begin with. When I made it to the door, I ran out. I happened to notice a pickup truck that was just kind of randomly parked out there. Somebody was in the driver's seat, and the door opened as I approached. I ran to the side, avoiding it, and then into a random grassy area behind the store. It was an area that I had never been in before. I knew that I needed to get back around to the front, and I sprinted as fast as I could. I heard some men shouting at me, but I no longer heard them chasing after. Still, I didn't stop running, and I sprinted all the way back around to the front. I re-entered the store and finally could catch my breath. After calming down a little, I searched all throughout the store for the employee who had told me to go back there. I couldn't find him though, and he was seemingly gone. My boss was in fact on her break, and eventually, I found one of the security guards that we had. I told him everything about what had happened, and the police ended up being called. It was no surprise that the guy who had told me to go back there wasn't actually an employee. This was confirmed to me later that night. It had all been some kind of a setup. An investigation was done, but I'm not aware that they ever found the men.